Welcome to this week's edition of Building Vibrant Communities, brought to you by Midwest Energy and Communications. MEC's vision is to create vibrant, relevant, and sustainable rural communities to ensure that small town life doesn't mean giving up better living.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me this week is Patty Nowlin. And Patty is the Vice President of Corporate Communications for Midwest Energy and Communications. And Patty and I are going to talk about their upcoming board elections. Patty, thanks for taking time out of your day today.
Thank you, Kathy. It's always great to talk with you.
Great talking to you, too. So explain to our listeners, I know Midwest Energy is a cooperative, and so your board of directors are probably more hands-on than some places are.
The cooperative business model is very different than a typical business model. So in the utility sectors, we have co-ops, we have investor-owned utilities, there are municipalities, so there are several different business models represented in the utility sector. Cooperatives are unique because we are owned by those we serve. And so if you are one of our electric customers, you are essentially one of the owners of the cooperative. And so we are owned and governed by the people that we provide electricity to. And so when decisions are made at the board table, they are made by people, your neighbors, who are receiving service just like you are, and they're not accountable to a group of shareholders coming out of New York City or, you know, somewhere far away.
Right.
They're local people who are receiving the same service, the same experience that you are, and so representing you and your needs on a very local, very personal level.
So I would imagine that it's important then to have a good cross variety of people from different jobs, different stations in life, people that stay at home, people that work in different industries.
Yeah, you know, we our roots go back really to the ag community, and so co-ops, electric co-ops, were formed back in the 1930s to serve the rural spaces where the big investor-owned utilities wouldn't come in because it just didn't make financial sense to them. There
Right.
wasn't enough money to be made, and so co-ops were formed by largely the farming community coming together and saying, hey, you know, we need access to this. To power and light as well. And so for many, many years, it really was the farming community, the ag community, that represented other electric customers on the boards of directors of electric co-ops.
Okay.
That's still true. We do still have members of the farming community represented on our board, but we also do have a diversity of backgrounds and experiences. And like you said, that's very helpful. You know, today, things like information technology and cybersecurity is very important, and so having that kind of expertise is really helpful. You know, renewable energy, there's all kinds of things that are touching our industry right now that having a diversity of expertise represented on the board is really helpful.
So with the 2021 elections coming up in Southeast Michigan, there's a seat available, correct?
Right, right. So we have 9 seats. We have 9 districts spanning our entire electric service territory in Southwest Michigan and in Southeast Michigan. And every year, 3 of those seats are up for election for a 3-year term. And so in the 2021 election, our District 8 seat is up for re-election. And so that represents really the northern part of our service territory in Southeast Michigan. We do get into northern Ohio. That's a different district, but the northern part of our service territory. And so there will be information in our Country Lines magazine and the November issue of Country Lines magazine and in the bill inserts and on our website about the election and the district and the process and so forth. But that District 8 seat is currently represented, but it will be up for election. If there's anybody, you have to be a resident of the district receiving electric service from us to be eligible for the board. And there is a process that you have to go through to get a petition, 30 signatures on a petition from other electric customers in that territory, and you submit all of that information along with a biography and some other information, and then we have an outside company that actually facilitates the election for us, so
okay.
It's very hands-off for us.
That's good.
So there's really a layer of transparency there, and all of that will happen in February.
So the best way for them to get the information, though, is to just go to teammidwest.com?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. We have a whole section on our website about governance and transparency. And so, you know, again, because we're owned by those we serve, we want to be very transparent about what we do and why we do it and how we do it. And so there's a whole section on there. It's where you can see who the current representatives are and a little bit about them. It's okay. Where you can see information about our bylaws and articles of incorporation, and, of course, the election information.
And I'm sure that anyone serving would be happy to answer questions on, you know, what their experience has been with serving.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We've got some great tenure on our board. And, you know, you think about the decisions. You know, the board doesn't get into the weedy stuff, the day-to-day management stuff of the co-op, but they're making the big decisions like bringing fiber internet
yes.
to Southeast Michigan. And right. so, you know, those kind of big things that are really governance issues. But it's the board of directors that said, yes, our constituents need this, the rural community needs this, and so we want our co-op to be the one to bring fiber internet into the rural space served by Midwest Energy and Communications. So it's been a cool time to be a member of this board because we're an organization that just keeps moving, you know.
There you
and
go.
So it's neat to, there's a lot of energy, a lot of excitement going on right now at the board table.
Lots of forward thinking. Well, Patty, yep. we want to thank you for joining us and sharing the information on the 2021 elections with Midwest Energy and Communications.
That's my pleasure, Kathy. Thank you.
Join us each Monday at 6:15 p.m. for another edition of MEC's Building Vibrant Communities as we explore other topics and community partners that make Lenawee a great place to live and work. This program is also available as a podcast on WLEN.com.